Shinsheim, Chushi Begast. Vehoyu Einecho Royois Es Moirecho. It's a very important klal. Vehoyu Einecho Royois Es Moirecho. In our world we live today, Torah is accessible. You can learn the tape, you can learn the telephone, you can learn maybe in things which is aimed at you can learn all the Torah in it. However, everything what you learn in this kind of telephone on the tapes, you miss the Behoyu Einecho Royois Es Moirecho. The Mara says, Omar, so the Mara Rebbe said, Ano Adifne Bechavroi Dechazine Rav Meir Meachoyrei. He's a devolving in Meile. The Beine HaKodesh says, Ano Adifne Bechavroi Dechazinei Rabbi Meir Meachoyrei. It means to see Adon Gadol, to see his Anogis, to see the Avodas Torah is Vehoyu Einecho Royois Es Moirecho. We have few months ago the Gvalbik Yechizuk here, we have Arav HaGoyim Avom Shor Shlita in Telefon, but we miss the Vehoyu Einecho Royois Moirecho. Tonight, we have a special zechus in Baltimore to hear the Rechizuk from Echad Migdoyle Atoyle Ve'ayire. In this Medina, Bruch Kale De'avuim, Sam from Echad Migdoyle Malvise Atoyle, in the United States, for Baltimore and for our Kollel is a gewaltige Chashivus, in appreciation before we hear, just to see the Einecho Royois, and please, show us in the
Chazal tell us on Bina Marosha that it was called a Machlik Loshen. And Tzadik HaKoyen in Parashat Devarim explains what Chazal are talking about. Chazal tell us, if we learn this week's Parasha, Bilam tried to say Klolis on Klol Yisrael, and instead of saying Klolis, he spoke about the greatness of Klol Yisrael. And he told Klol Yisrael, among many other things, Lehibitom and Miyakiv, but they were all among the Yisrael, Kashem and the Klavimai, the Shruat Melech Beit, with a Machli Kloshein. He tried to get Klol Yisrael to be secure about themselves. He tried to get Klol Yisrael to believe in themselves. Nothing can happen to you. You can do Aveiris, and nothing will happen to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Eishlanu. And nothing will happen. That's Tev Machlik Lashem. There was something wrong here. There was a wrong Kavana here. Even when he spoke, it was the good of Klal Yisrael. It's sometimes the danger of talking Chizuk. The danger of talking Chizuk, especially when we go and try to be mechazik libos nishvarim b'deireinu, there's always the danger of taking it the wrong way. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness to Klal Yisrael, we all know that at some time and point, we sometimes become lax on our ahava. We have a big Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam will be mevater. The Ribbono Shel Olam will look away. The Ribbono Shel Olam likes Klal Yisrael. He can't be wrong. He's also strict with us. Chizuk is very important. We need a lot of chizuk b'dereinu. We have to watch chizuk. We have to watch chizuk. We have to watch chizuk not to take it the wrong way. We have to make sure that the chizuk is taken to push us to the right, to push us higher, to push us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not take chizuk to make us lax in our anhaga chas v'shalom. Not to make us take chizuk and make us secure with ourselves. We have a great Ribbono Shel Olam, secure with our bumper stickers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu anachnu ohev v'maisach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev v'isanu. That's not what Klal Yisrael's security is. Klal Yisrael's security is chizuk and Torah and mitzvahs. And we have to talk about chizuk and Torah and mitzvahs. We have to talk about, we live in a generation that we live in. We ask ourselves a simple question. A question that every single person asks himself, even in the back of his mind, openly. He asks himself the question, since the Ramabu, since the Alphalaga, there has never been a generation that has had such nisyanis like we had. No such generation was ever bombarded by a world as degraded and as immoral as the world that we live in. Why is it that we should be the ones that have to face such a world? Our grandparents, Gan Eden, maybe should live and let them go higher and higher in Gan Eden and live in a world. In 70 years in their city where they lived in 70 years in the city they lived in, did not see or did not know what we know from an hour on the street. That is true. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu bring us to such a world for? It's a question that breaks us. It's a question that sometimes, how to show them, we pick up our hands. How can it be that I am going to be misgaber? How can it be that we are the ones to be misgaber? Let us discuss it and see why we are the ones who are getting this nisayon. Let us understand clearly why we are the ones who are getting this nisayon. And let us understand that we have the ability, and we do have the ability, and we can overcome this nisayon. First and foremost, let us ask a simple question. The question that the Sefer asks, and it's a very simple question that every person has to ask himself. A king, a malach, a president, goes to war, and he takes an army, and he sends them in against an enemy that is equipped with the best ammunition there could be, and he sends them without ammunition. What would we call that president? What would we call that king? An achzar. A person who has no achmanis whatsoever. He's sending in his soldiers into a war that they cannot have any ammunition against the best army in the world. We have Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Avinu Avarachamam, yes. Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Oyev Eisanu. Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Oyev Ama Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Avinu Avarachamam. And he took our neshamas and sent it down to a world. Can we be chishid v'ra'ilam? Can we have a halamina to be chishid v'ra'ilam? That he sent my neshama down to this world without ammunition? Can you be chishid the Bayraelam, that the Bayraelam sent us now to this world to fight a street as degraded as it is, without a kriach to be able to overcome it? It can't be. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a rachman. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a yaveisanu. How can it be he sent us into such a war without ammunition? So hanocha aleph, the first and foremost hanocha is that every single Yid is equipped with the most best ammunition to overcome anything that he faces. The Hilchos Kiddushin brought a beautiful raya. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, Ein Eved Ivri Noyek, Ela Bezman She'ayoyev Noyek. The Parasha of Eved Ivri is not Noyek, only when the Parasha of Ayoyev is Noyek. So what lies in this memra? What do we take out from this memra? There is no avdus in this world unless there exists chayus. If you cannot get out of it, if you cannot free yourself, then you will not be put into that avdus. Ein
If there is a way to get yourself out of it, then you can be put into that malchus. If you cannot free yourself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba, betrunya ibriyesaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring you into things that you can't overcome. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into matzavim of nesyanis, that means that we, HaKadosh, have all the ability to overcome. And that's the first and foremost thing that we have to know. Because the reason why we don't overcome Chatzos Olam Nisyanis is because we pick up our hands and we say, this is impossible for me to overcome. It's not realistic that I will overcome it. I cannot live without it. There is impossibility for overcome this Nisyan. And the minute we say that it's impossible, it becomes impossible. Because Mochama one wins only with realizing that he can win the Mochama. How does a soldier go to Muhammad? A soldier goes to Muhammad with a march. You go to Muhammad with a march. You go to Muhammad with Simcha. Because it's the only way to win a Muhammad. The only way to win a Muhammad is with keeping Tadas. The only way to win a Muhammad is with realizing that you're going to win the Muhammad at the end. The third accusation says by Matthias Yamsuf, Tis Yatsu Uru'u Et Yishuas Hashem. But the Heilig Sassanas, how should it take place? His Yatzvu V'tiru Et Yishuas Hashem. Uru'u means now, in the present. And you know what the Sassanas says? In Parashas B'Shalach, His Yatzvu with the Lashon of Ruach HaKodesh. How were Klal Yisrael able to overcome such a massive Mitzrayim Le'Seach Re'em Hayom Me'lefne'em? It's a massive of impossibility. How do we see that we're able to come out of it? Yish, impossible. Yish, you won't win. Because God showed them now that you'll overcome. His Yatzvu, or look with your eyes and you'll see now with Yeshua Hashem. And with that kriyach of seeing Yeshua Hashem, then you'll be able to overcome. Then you'll be able to win. Then you'll be able to go out from Mechama. The klal of Nitzachon of Mechemet Hayetzer is remembering a few facts. First fact is remembering, I have the ammunition, I have the ability, and I will overcome. If we will look at our Mohammed Hayetzer in that light, then we will go out and fight and we will overcome. Because we know that we can overcome, and we know that we brought it to the Shainas, which we can overcome. Let us look further. Let us remember a muscle that the Heilige Sfasamas set on himself. And one asked the Sfasamas, how did you grow up to be so big? And the Sfasamas said, a muscle which probably all of you heard, but you have to look at it in the right way. The Sfasamas said, there was a person who wanted to climb up a high, steep mountain. And after weeks of climbing and falling back and climbing up again, and finally he reached the top of the mountain. He comes up on the top of the mountain and he finds a little child walking around. And he asks, how could this be? I walked weeks and there's a child on the mountain. Where did you get here? The child said, I was born on the mountain. That's what Sam said about himself. I was born on the mountain. But that muscle of the Sam is for every single one of us. We were born on the mountain. We have parents, we have great grandparents, we have deities of Mesiris Nefesh. We are born on a mountain of Mesiris Nefesh. Der le der Yishabach Masecha. Svarim say, der le der, what the der gets better, gets later, it's Yishabach, they get better. We get better from a der to der. Of course we get better. Because we have more to stand on. We have so much to stand on. We have so many days to stand on. So we have with what to go to Mochama. Maybe that is why we have the Sienis. Maybe that is why we have the Sienis that nobody had. No, it's very hard for us to say. But maybe one should once think, is what Kayach am I going to be Leichem on the Sienis? Is what Kayach am I Leichem on the Sienis? Many people don't know how to deal with a parasha of Tavshin to Tavshin, hey? Parasha of Churban Klal Yisrael. How do we look at Churban Klal Yisrael? How do we look at such a terrible Zman of so many millions of people? Maybe, did you ever think the reason why Yiddishkeit is able to thrive in America, why we have a koyach to thrive in America, is only because these Yidden were moiser nefesh and gave up their lives like Kiddush Hashem, so that we should be able to overcome our mitzvahs. Do you realize that what kind of mountain we are standing when we had grandparents who went to Kiddush Hashem? We had grandparents who were Kaddish and Shemayim Rabin. So we're standing on a very high mountain. That's why we are able to face such Nisyanis. And we're able to overcome such Nisyanis. And we have Krishnas to overcome such Nisyanis. But why do we have to make such Nisyanis? Why do we have to go through such Nisyanis? What is Zman of Bias Mashiach? What is Chazal Mavtiach of when Mashiach is going to come? Chazal Mavtiach of Ayin Levos Arakim Vilosech. This Galus that is going to be when the Rebbeinu Shalom will help when Mashiach will come, that is Galus. None of us have an Asoga. None of us have an Asoga what's going to be. It's going to be in this Galus Ashkhina. It's going to be lived. You realize we are put through a Nisayan that nobody ever went through. Any Nisayan that Adair had, there was a Nisayan, there was something that helped. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, the person went and did a chait, he had busha. There was someone else involved, there was someone else that knew about it. He had that busha for people. Busha was able to stop him from chatayim. Today, it is possible for a person to be in his own Dalai Lamas, and nobody in the world should know about it. And with a click of a button, Rahman al-Islam, the Rishon, he could be a Shem Tachlis himself without anybody knowing about it. What is going to hold him back from that Nisayin? An Amuna Pshuta, that I am not alone. The Rebbeinu Shleilem is with me. An Amuna Pshuta, that I have the Be'ilam with me. That no Dur ever had to face such an assignment. No Dur had to be mevalid in its saying of believing that I can't go into a dark room and turn on a light. A Keren of Eir that's going to take me into Shel Tachtis and nobody will know about it. I'll erase the history, nobody will be able to find it. I have all the technology in the world, nobody will be able to trace it. Only because there's a Be'ilam on the world. We have to be zeichet to that as galus of Melech HaMashiach. We have to be zeichet to be oimid and nesayim of pure emunah. Pure emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pure emunah. Pure emunah, believing that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Believing that I'm alone with the Be'ilam. Pusha for the Be'ilam. Shiviti Hashem l'negdi Samad, the first Ramana Shulchan Aruch, I'm here with the Be'ilam. How can I answer in all such a thing if I'm sitting with the Be'ilam together? That's what we have to face. That's what we have to be Oymet and Nisayim. Because Oymet is such an Nisayim, that's why we will be the Dirt on the Kabbalah and Mashiach. We will be the Dirt on the Kabbalah and Mashiach because we will Mavare the Zulasecha. We will Mavare the Zulasecha. We will Mavare that we are alone with the Be'ilam and we believe that there's a Be'ilam of the world. And we held ourselves back from degrading ourselves. We held ourselves back from lowering down to the standards of this degraded world that we live in. Because I am a Ben Melech and I am a Be'ilam and I believe that I'm alone with the Be'ilam. That is why we have these Nisyanis. The person walks down the street, has Nisyanis. Nobody knows this Nisyanis. And Nisyanis are his mom. He himself. It's only he himself. He has nobody to be ashamed of. His machshavas wander. Nobody knows his machshavas. There's only one that knows. Yitea machshavas. You say I'm imamen. Everybody probably says once in a while the 13 I'm imamen. It's often a kashan I'm imamen. There's no an imamen that says a posik. Suddenly, even one mere imamen is a shenema yosei yachad libon. I'm even a koma sayem. Why does it say a shenema? You know why it says a shenema? Because that an imamen is the hardest an imamen. An imamen to remember that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yedei HaMachshavos. to remember that what I think in my mind is something that I have to worry about. That's a very hard thing to have in, because the mind of a person wanders, the mind of a person is a creation, and nobody's there to stop him, nobody's there to look at him. He's in his own world. He forgets that there's a very long. You need a pasuk that helps you. Pasuk is a siyua. We want to talk over there, shenemar, to help you in your emunah of our yitzayachav libon. You know what Tzadik HaKohen tells us? Tzadik HaKohen tells us about the Mitzvah. Miyem Shechor Beis HaMikdash. Ein lo ela kodesh baruch hu adar adam shel halacha v'olvat. The day of Chum HaMikdash, the kodesh baruch hu only has adar adam shel halacha. Where's adar adam shel halacha? Here's adar adam shel halacha. Let me tell you where adar adam shel halacha is. Tzadik HaKohen tells us. When a person walks down, don't know, to the streets in Baltimore, a terrible street. He's walking down the most terrible street in the world. He's walking down, he hasn't seen his right and left. And the person is misgaba, and he talks ta'alacha. He's misgaba and he's misoyan. Those dalet amas in the middle of the street have become the dalet amas shalalacha. And they become Scottish with Kedushas HaMikdash. Half of a fella. In the middle of Tumina America, in the worst streets in America, and my mom walks down the street, the bacha walks down the street, and he's with Gabar and the chairs of the street, those Dalagams become Kedusha Sarah Yisrael. What's this chaskus that one needs from that? What's this chaskus one gets from that? A muridik is chaskus. One has by himself a muridik is rachim. After fight, once, twice, three times, four times, five times. It's a continuous battle. How am I going to win this battle? With what chayich am I going to win this battle? Zoktun Tzav Tzadik, once I ask from you, you know what's going to happen to that once? There's no more battle. You're down on Ramas and the Kedushas as Israel. You're in Beit HaMikdash afterwards. You have to see how you're in Beit HaMikdash. In Ketan HaHira it says in Siddur, why is Beit HaMikdash called Beit HaBchira? Because when you walk on the street, your b'chira gets lost. You come back to Beit HaMikdash, the b'chira comes back. When you have Kiddushas HaMikdash, then the b'chira is straight. You know your choices, you know what's right and what's wrong. And you go and you're mentalish yourself the first time. You're in Kiddushas HaMikdash. Then the b'chira is over. Then the b'chira is yainus afterwards. Then you're in the height of life, you're in Kiddushas HaMikdash. No moment here it is, everything's clear, everything's open. Only the first time that you have to be Mekadosh Yadal Adamas, Mekadosh Yadal Adamas with Kiddush HaMikdash, the Beir Eilam, sent sometimes on a father to a person, but nothing to do with the schutz of the person. It's to do with schutz Aram, a tiner, a pipe that brings water, has a schutz that brings water. A tiner, telling all over the Rebbein Shalom, Gizemi HaMachshava, I don't know why the Rebbeinu sent it. If he sent me such a machshava, I have to say it over Beralm. Yosef HaTzadik, Kiddush Yes Enof, Vam Chadal Dem Shiloi, Kodesh Yemuznach Ova Cholaroi. All over you eat only in the Chayma, in Shiloi you were able to eat B'Cholaroi. Fine. Chadal tell us that also that Yisrael is Pashet, I never understood it, and I never thought about it. But let's think what it means. Other than Yisrael, we're going to have it. Yisrael become espoused in America. Say from America, is going to become Kedushas Yisrael. Who? Who's going to make it Kedushas Yisrael? Who's going to bring Kedushas Yisrael to America? You know who's bringing Kedushas Yisrael to America? You know why we have such this yainis? Because we are bringing Kedushas Yisrael to America. Yosef Kiddush Es Einof. It's called Shem Nachol B'chol Aroya. Klal Yisrael Shem Nikral Shem Yosef. We are all children of Yosef HaTzadik. Ibnei Yaakov Yosef Selah. We have to make through the same mitzvahs as Yosef. Not Chazal tell us about Yosef HaTzadik. Chazal tell us that she took a spear, took the spear and stuck it into it. He didn't want to look at her. He didn't want to take off his eyes. He took this spear, stuck it into his face to make him force him to take off his eyes. And he didn't listen. That spear, everybody knows. Nobody's going to deny it. He suffered that same spear. Spear doesn't have to be a physical spear. It could be a mental spear. It could be a matter of a spear.
We are living in a generation that is fear in our eyes, a fear in our face, and telling us, pick up of your eyes and be the top of your eyes. We're going through yet about Tzaddik Nisayin. Why? Because the Poskim Mishlei tells us, Melech b'yofi yitech zena in me'acha. Why was Yitzhak HaTzadik became a Melech? Why was he Zeicha? He was Mekadosh HaZemayim. That's what he was Zeicha. You know why he was Zeicha to be a Melech? Only because he was Oyvaz Ben Nisayim. We have to be Zeicha to see Melech HaMashiach. We have to be Zeicha to Melech b'yofi yitech zena in me'acha. You know why we are to be Zeicha? You know why we're the dude that's going to be Zeicha to Melech HaMashiach? Because we are the ones that are going through Yisrael HaTzadik Nisayin, and we are making the Kiddush Hashem that Yisrael HaTzadik made. We are being oimed in the Nisayin of Yisrael HaTzadik. We are oimed in the same Nisayin. We are not letting ourselves. We are being goyber on the Nisayin. That's what will be Zeicha to be Mekalot Neshiach. That's what will be Zeicha to Melech B'yof Yitzchak Nenai Necha. That's what will be Zeicha with our own eyes to see Melech HaMashiach. I heard once from a Tzadik, Adam Godel, say every Shabbos, take out the Torah, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. What does it mean, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru? You know how much you will see when Mashiach comes? As much as you will show me there in ayin goes. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. Our eyes will see when Melech HaMashiach comes. How much will our eyes be able to see the Shul Hashem Tzion? What will our eyes be zeicha to see? As much as we are metadish ayinayim, as much as we elevate ourselves. It's very hard to be Oymed Nisayin. When one realizes what he gets when he's Oymed Nisayin, when one realizes what at the end of the day what we are going to get back from being Oymed Nisayin, when one realizes that we are Oymed getting these Nisayinists not because we are the lowest of all generations. We are getting these Nisayinists because we are the Dern Mekavlei Mashiach! And that's why we're getting these Nisayinists. We are getting the Nisayinus because we have to elevate ourselves to such a great Madreya. Because we have to be able to be Zeich to see Melech HaMashiach. So we have to go through Yitzhak HaTzadik Nisayin. Don't we look at the Nisayinus now differently? Don't we see that we are getting a Nisayin? Don't we see that we have to be happy that the Rebbe Shalom is giving us these Nisayinus so that at the end of the day we are going to be Zeich to so much because of these Nisayinus? And we go through these Nisayinus. Looking at the end result, Ruach Yeshua Hashem. Look at the end result. Look at what the Rebbe Shalom is going to give you at the end. Look at what we're going to get at the end. Look at what we're going to get. Look at the Melech HaMashiach that we're going to see. Then we will be able to be over the Nisayinus. Because we'll be able to know what is the end, what we are going to get, what we are going to be Zeicha. The Ikir is we have to remember. Remember that we have the ability. We have the ability. And the Nefesh Kedusha, and the Ne'ah Ramitzuk Ziyakris, we are Kedushim, we are Kedushim, every Yid has a Neshama Kedusha, every Yid has a Neshama Kedusha, every Yid has Yad and Shemaya. Pasuk it says, Tzefer, Rasha, Bar Tzadik, Umavakish, Bar Mitzri. It says in the Kutei Meiram, on Nir in the Ketaych, on the word Tzefer. In the Mahoma, how do you know what the enemy is doing? What do you do? You go up on a high mountain, you have somebody looking down on the enemy, seeing where the enemy is coming from the right, from the left, from here, from there. It's called a tzoyfer. It's called somebody that looks. Heilige Chavnish once said the following. A marshal. There was a general, an old general, was standing with a machine gun and shooting. He asked him, why are you shooting? He said, it's a Muhammad. So they told the general, you're right, it's a Muhammad. The front moved already 100 miles. You're shooting in the wrong place. In Machamas Ayetzer, there's also such a problem. You could be sometimes shooting at the wrong Yitzhara. You don't know what the Muhammad is, where the Muhammad is. Somebody could forget about certain things and start being given, even certain things that the Yitzhara is not even worried about. The Yitzhara doesn't even bother him. The Yitzhara lets him do it today tomorrow because he knows where the Muhammad is. That's not where you are. Tzoyfer Rasha La Tzadik. The Rasha is the Tzoyfer for the Tzadik to know where the Muhammad is. Look what the Rasha is busy with. If you know what the Rosh is busy with, that's where you know what your Muhammad is. If this generation is busy with immorality, that's what the generation is busy with, that's what the Rosh is busy with, that's the tzoyfer for us, that's that's what we have to be mekadosh ourselves on. That's what we have to elevate ourselves on. We have to become better. We have to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tzorifah erasa latadik. The second thing that we have to remember, Mechem HaSeyetzer, is the Yetzara is a very good salesman. And at times, he tells us, he mixes up the whole picture. Whether Rashi is the tzaddik, he wants to give us life, we're trying to kill ourselves. He knows very well how to change the picture. He knows very well how to paint himself in the right light and to paint us in the wrong light. We have to remember, so if that, who's the Rashi and who's the tzaddik? I am the tzaddik, he is the Rashi. I want to live, and he's trying to kill me. Post has to be put into the right light. You have to remember what's going on over here. The street is Mavakish Lamisai. The street is trying to kill me. Everything in the street is trying to kill me. When Mashiach will come, I have no selfish. We will see Joseph in Mitzrayim. There was a separate here in Mitzrayim. And we read in Medrash, the Mitzrayim want to do this, the Mitzrayim want to do this. We are going to be shocked at the list of what culture tried to kill us. We'll be shocked at the list. There'll be a list of all the gzeiros that the world made to us. And on top of the list will be this technology and this technology and this technology and this technology. We'll find a list of all the gadgets that we played with. All the gadgets. And they'll be on the top of the list of the gzeiros that all the time made on Klal Yisrael. Because everybody knows what these gadgets are doing to Klal Yisrael. Everybody knows what they are. And the list will include many, many other things. Many, many other things. They'll include many things that you won't even understand that the Koich HaTumah and the Yetzer are the ones who created it. They wouldn't understand it if you'll start thinking, who created the suburban? Who created the suburban in the city? Who created the suburban? Bar Kachama. That the reason why the suburban was created was to degrade cities in the world. No other reason. And when we'll see when the Mashiach will come, you'll see that that will be one of the examples of our Klal Yisrael. Ukidayim, I'm giving you a mashal, you'll think about it, you'll see how true it is. And I can give you a mashalim on that, a whole long list of such kind of mashalim. Of simple things that we have in our houses, simple things that we live with, that we don't even realize what is behind it, and what the examples are behind it, and how they degrade our lives, and how they immoralize us, and how they make us more and more lose our sensitivity to Kedusha. You have to remember that. We have to be on the watch. Remember, we're being killed by the street. We're being attacked by the street. We're in the middle of a war. We're in the middle of a big war, and we have to watch ourselves. We have to protect ourselves from the street. We have to protect ourselves from what all they are shooting at us, and all they are trying to attack us, and take away from us the purity of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Helikite of the Yid, the purity of the Yid, the Bonim Adam Hashem Elikeichem, how pure a Yid is, how Kodesh a Yid is, how great a Yid is, a Yid is Taki great, a Yid is Nishama Akadesha, a Yid Bach Ba'abba of Nishmas Chaim, that the Shmarach will put into every single Yid, a Nishmas Elikeim Imao, we carry around the Rebbein Shalom with us. Gemara says, Hareisha Yishem Kosev Al-Sarai. Somebody wrote, you take off care of Surin. Hareja le Yamid Vumakam Atinoises. He can't go in such an impure place because he had a Shem Kosovo Surin. Do you know that it says in all Svarim and it says in the Medrash, Tachuma, you all have a Shem Kosovo Surin? Every year there's a Shem Kosovo Surin. Our Evorim are Hashem. It's a different way how you make the Evorim Hashem. The Shem Shaka is in a person, the Shem Yudkevok is in a person. It says in Svarim that every eye is a Yud. The nose is above, you have a youth and above and a youth. I can tell you many different ways that a person has a Shem on himself. But what do we need more than that? We have a Neshama with ourselves. Who's the Neshama? The Yipabat of Nishmas Chaim, Mandel Nofach. Who's the Neshama? Chayyid of the Kaimimal, the Chayyid Neshama, Shemesatabi, out of Nefachtabi, eventually blew in the Neshama into me. I'm carrying around the Nishmas of the Kaimimal. Where do I go with this neshama? Where do I stand with this neshama? We are so great. We are so much better than we think we are. We are so much greater than we are. If we would realize who we are and what we are, we wouldn't lower ourselves down. We would pick ourselves up higher and higher and higher and elevate our lives. Hashem Baruch is going to elevate us. The Karev Mamish. Hashem Baruch is waiting to elevate us. Putting us through this hardest, this yearness, to see Mila Shemilai.
Who are my soldiers? Who are my soldiers who are using the ammunition? Who are my soldiers that are winning the war? No one is going to win the war. Smaller and smaller states are lost. Let us remember this lesson. Sometimes you give a touch, sometimes you get a touch. Take it and give the last touch. In the Machemes Hayetz, we get touch. We get sometimes a very big touch. Sometimes we get very severachim. The Muhammad has no time to be severachim. Pick yourself up, go back. Go back into the war. The one who will win the war, those who will stay in the war, and don't run away from the war, and don't get into the war, those are the ones that Amil Hashem Eli, and will be Zichet Ruki Ayin Ba'ayin Yirub Shub Hashem Tiyim B'meher B'yamein. Thank you.